K4 HKX, mobile.
To RCL, K4 HKX. What's going on, Patrick?
Stuck in traffic.
I just left Steve's house. I'm headed toward my house now.
That project up there today?
Fucking got materials delivered today, so I'm going to try to knock it out this weekend for him.
You good?
In traffic yet.
In Hampton here in front of the Zaxby's.
You ain't planning on coming up 290 out of Greer to get to 25 now, are you?
Every Wednesday and Thursday.
I don't even be you at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Me either.
Or they really ain't no other way to go other than to go up through there. Luckily, once you get up there about Double Springs, traffic starts to thin out and you can get rolling on.
Stop there at Sandy Flats and fill up and grab me a cold drink and get ready to head make it up the mountain.
Thursday afternoon, so could be Friday, could be.
Done that too, and it is no more fun. Road is so rough up through there, you can't help but beat yourself to death.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's pretty much every road in this state. They just keep adding taxes on to us, and charging us more money for registrations and everything else, but they sure ain't fixing the roads. I seen a thing in the news the other day where they got the counties slated to fix a bunch of roads, but it's all down south. They're not doing anything up in the northern end.
But they need to work on 290 and 25 coming out of North Carolina down this way, because they are horrible.
Yeah, they paved 25 up through there from TR all the way up through there, and I don't think they've done that great of a job because it's already coming apart.
Make it all the way, they just went to Highway 11.
Yeah, was you running that route when the hole in the bridge was up there?
Yes, sir, that's what I was just getting ready to mention. That was a sight.
To actually go up there and see the hole in the bridge.
Driving a Freightliner across through there and see a 4x8 hole in the bridge where you can look through.
Out. I was with the fire department when all that went down. I went up there, you look down through the bridge, hole in the bridge, and you see the treetops underneath you, and you're like, well, that makes me feel real good.
Taking an 80,000-pound vehicle across that, I know you did, so, I mean, that bridge, I'm surprised it's still standing.
Oh, I know they've come in there and ground the surface up on it and put new concrete patches on it and everything else, and both of them bridges up there are still just crumbling and falling apart.
Well, they just had to go back and redo it. I mean, just last month. Both of them.
Ain't been up through there in probably a month or so. We usually try to venture up toward Hendersonville every once in a while, but I've been working over here toward Inman, so that's pretty much been my routes back and forth over here.
You'll have to come up one evening. We'll go out to dinner or something.
After that, is North Carolina finally going to open their restaurants back up?
They've been open, but they've been at half capacity and carrying on, but you can still get in. But maybe one day when we're down here, the wife comes with me, I'll give you a shout and we can set up something this summer.
Pretty good. I had to convince Man to get out of the house and come out ever since the corona thing hit and we couldn't travel. She's been pretty much home. She don't want to get out and be infected or have to deal with people. I think it's more of the latter.
Mine's that way too, but she's been going to work. She works for the school system, but she don't do much of anything else.
Honestly, I can't blame them. If I could stay in the house and not have to deal with people or the coronavirus, I'd probably be happy. I'd just stay inside the house, talk on radio, and watch TV.
Thing for me is I'm out, but I'm dealing with the same people over and over again. The only time I see anything different is if I go into a convenience store or a restaurant, which I don't do that much.
Such as prices on everything has went up, you about can't afford to go into those places right now.
I might stop at a convenience store. It adds about 30 minutes to my day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Ain't convenient about them anymore. You got to wait for everybody to buy their cigarettes, their lottery tickets, their alcohol, and whatever else, and then fumble around trying to pay for it.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to tell you, Walmart did that curbside pickup thing where you can do your order online and they pick it and pull it and put it in the bags and bring it out and put it in the car. That's the best thing since sliced bread. And once she started doing that, I said, sure, I don't mind going to the grocery store. We just got to pull in, park, pick up the stuff, and leave.
Nothing, just sitting around talking on the radio.
Well, you know how it is. I mean, I worked for the public for almost 27 years, so now that I work for myself, it's kind of like I just don't want to deal with people no more.
That, trust me, I get that wholeheartedly.
I wonder if they're putting something in the water nowadays. I'm scared to drink it. I don't want to lose any more brain cells than I've already got lost.
I have any to spare there.
Yeah, I could tell somebody I lost my mind, but they wouldn't believe me because I don't think I ever had it in the first place.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I gotta have it to lose it.
Flip side of it, I did get a notification today from U.S. Postal Service. They delivered all my parts today. So hopefully I'll have some time to sit down at some point and try to build my hotspot.
Well, that'll be cool. I was going to tell you, I heard some guys talking about a neat little feature on there, the Call Direct, I think's what it's called, where you can put in the DMR ID, and then it'll call you directly, and we don't tie up any other line. It just calls you.
I'm guessing it might work similar to the Motorola system. They had it set up where we could do a direct message call on our radios, like if we were on scene or something, and within radio to radio, we could just punch in that person's contact and be able to connect with them direct, and it wouldn't come up on anybody else's radio, and it wouldn't tie up the repeater.
You're doing that over the internet, where you're not tying up a repeater or anything, like, you're just going in and doing it. Especially if you got your hotspot, you're not tying up anything.
So they're doing like a, I guess, voice over IP phone or whatever the case may be, where it's just a direct link via the internet from radio to radio.
That's what my understanding was of it. And then also you can send text messages or SMS messages over it.
That'd be pretty slick then. I have to check it out. Hopefully I'll have time at some point this weekend or something, and I can get to work on mine and try to get it built and get it programmed and up and going. But I am about to... I'm going to pull in and grab stuff out of the mailbox, head in, and see what the wife's got on the agenda for dinner tonight. So you have yourself a safe trip on 290. I know you won't be going real fast for a little bit, but I'm going to say 73s, and I'll be clear on your final.
Peace to you, and I am almost to the Sphinx and Little Rebel, so I'm almost through the worst part of it. They'll be clearing up here shortly. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
ZLX Mobile, monitoring.
ZLX, this is KO4, HKX. How are you today?
KO4, HKX, N6, Charlie Lima, X-ray. Yeah, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm starting my trip home, so I'm doing real good now.
I guess I could say the same. I'm doing real good. Yeah, you got it. But I can't remember on your end.
Hi, I'm Patrick.
Oh, hey, Patrick. You know, I was going to say Patrick, and then I thought, nah, I won't risk it. I'm over here in Spartanburg on 85 business, so you can tell I tightened up that antenna. It seems to be operating a little better.
Yeah, you sound much better than I believe it was yesterday I was talking to you.
When I drove in the garage and hit it on the door. It just loosened up all of the Allen bolts. I just had to get in there with a wrench and wrench them all tighter.
Yeah, that's one of the things I like about my mag mount. It just knocks it over and it lays up there until I get back up there and fix it. But I don't have a garage to pull into, so I don't have to worry too much about it.
I just need to ask the wife for permission to get out a skill saw and cut a slot.
A big hole, just a little one, just a small little slit in there.
I'm not even going to ask to do that. Be funny, though.
Better to ask for forgiveness than permission, right?
All the time, someone says, yeah, he borrowed my tools.
After that, and what's free today?
They probably get asked quite a bit, do you have any hats?
T-shirts, jackets, you know, just give me anything. And if it says Macco on it, I ain't paying for it. That's advertising for you. I shouldn't have to pay for that. What does that got to do with anything?
One of those one percenters, right?
Think. And then you buy something nice for yourself because you work hard. Oh, that must be nice to be able to do that kind of stuff. Yeah, it would if you showed up for work. Got the red lights out now.
Nah, the cop lights are blue now. I'm thinking they're behind you.
There's an accident up here in front of me on 290 just past Darby Road.
I'm on 85. I'm okay.
Little stretch of road is getting about as bad as 85.
Driving home, got third of the way there, almost on 85. I was still on business 85, and I looked down and went, oh, that's right, I was supposed to fill with gas.
Fun to run out of gas on that road.
I found what I needed, but man, I tell you, I had to go down in the thick of things to get it.
Working tomorrow, or you work 4 days a week?
Oh, no. It's a five-dayer. So I'll be working tomorrow.
Thinking about you.
That's what friends are for.
Tomorrow I'll be sitting around dialing phone numbers trying to get this ball moving on this insurance company. And I tell you what, I've never seen anything like this.
State Farm, that's who I have.
Not State Farm, but I'm not in good hands.
I don't know what to say. If there's a loophole, it's in there in that 10 pages, they think.
Still fine print below the fine print.
They have all that fine print, and then a year into it, they buy.
Mike, you must have dropped out there. I didn't get but about part of that.
And then it's not as great as I thought. Probably need to look at it this weekend.
Take the repeater and then drop the repeater.
There are some areas out here that did that, you know, the picket fencing, but gotten a little more on the shady side. Made that antenna a little more directional. That'd be cool.
Maybe, but I've been noticing a lot of spots the last week, I guess, or so, where normally it's good and clear, but it's been scratchy lately.
For 70 centimeters, 440, and there were pine trees around here, I'd say it was the pine trees, but, well, who's to say? Maybe the new leaves will have something to do with it, because they do affect a lot of radio propagation. Not propagation, just radio transmission.
That was my question. I'm new to this, so I don't know a whole lot about it. But up around the house, the leaves are coming out, and I can't receive as good as what I did before.
Strange. The new leaves have something in them that absorbs radio. And it's UHF, VHF gets affected the most. But I know from coming from South Louisiana, the pine needles, that southern yellow pine, the needles happen to be just about the right length for 440 absorption.
Up around the house, there's a lot of pine trees.
I'm on the terrestrial antenna watching TV come spring. You know, and not only that, the cell phone service, we don't have a tower anywhere near the house, so during the springtime, the cell service goes down.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed that a whole lot around the house, but we got a tower pretty close by up there where I'm at.
Upgraded to the newer iPhone that gets on the Wi-Fi. So, although when the phone rings and no one's there, then I realize, oh man, it's not on the Wi-Fi. N6CLX for ID.
HKX for ID. Yeah, I'm on the Note 10 where I'm on the Wi-Fi calling also.
Today, northbound 85 is just a parking lot past 101 northbound. I don't know what it is. I was wondering why the AC wasn't working. I started thinking something else broke in here. And I just realized I left the heat on.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that one.
Can't get a laugh, even at my expense. I cannot believe that. Yeah, that guy passed me on the right. He got a whole 30 feet.
Say 7-3 so I can jump out here and get some fuel. KO4, HKX, I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Patrick, get some fuel. KO4, HKX, N6, CLX. I'll still hang around.